ओम शांति। We just heard a very lovely song. It was in Hindi, but I can tell you the essence. Take God's love before it is too late. Take God's love before you breathe your last. Take God's love. So the whole song was based on this. Because this is the time. If not now, then never. So this is what I would like to share this evening. How to take God's love. How to receive God's blessings. How to take strength from God. Well, on the path of bhakti, devotion, we had been praying to God, God give me peace, God give me love, God give me strength, give me happiness. We had been asking in our prayers, but we did not know when God would come and really do all that, or listen to our prayers, fulfill our prayers, and really give all that what we were asking for. We just asked for it and felt, yes, God will give us one day. But when will God give us, we did not know. But now, we can say with that faith, confidence, self-respect, that God Himself is giving all that to us, what we had only been asking in on the path of devotion. But how He comes and gives, only we children know. When you ask somebody, okay, you're asking God for peace, for love, for strength, but how will you get it? Where is God? What is the form of God? How will you meet Him? Will you go to Him or will He come to you? Or will you meet somewhere in between? You know? There are three ways to meet someone. Three places. One is that He comes to you, wherever you are. Or you go to Him, wherever He is. Or both meet at one particular place. So both have to travel and come to a third place. No, is it not? So, how will we meet God? Will God come to us? Or will we go to God? Or will we meet somewhere in another place, you know, in another third place? We didn't know anything. If you ask any devotee, how will we meet? He will not be able to answer. But we say with that surety that on the path of devotion, we did want to meet God, but then instead of really going towards God, we were like divorced from God, in the sense we went away and away from God. We didn't know who God was, we didn't know who I was, you know, neither the Self nor the Father. And therefore, instead of really going towards God, we went away from God. And therefore Baba says, I have to come myself to meet you. It's like a child getting lost. The child won't find the way, it can't. You know, the child doesn't know the address, doesn't know anything, it is lost. It will only keep crying and crying and crying, but where the father is, the child will not know. And the father will also not know where the child is. But then who will find home? The child won't be able to find the father, but the father will definitely be able to find the child. Usually when someone is lost, you know, the child is lost, parents put his name in the newspaper, television, radio, you know, it comes, it is announced that so-and-so is lost, and he was wearing this type of dress, and he is of this age, and this color of the skin, and you know, like that. All the details are given. If anybody finds someone, please contact such and such person, such and such address. So it's the father who announces. The child will not know. The one who's lost doesn't know what to do. So Babatu says that you children were like lost. Though you were looking for your father, but you didn't know who you were, how would you know who the father is? Therefore, Baba has to come to find you. He has to come to give his introduction. He has to come to take you back home. You can't reach him. It's just like, you know, a child is small and the father is very tall. Now the child wants to reach the father. When the father is so tall and child is so small, so how will the child reach the father? Can he reach the father? So what does the father have to do? He has to bend down. He bends down and, you know, stretches his hands and then picks up the child and maybe makes him sit on his shoulders, makes him sit on his head. And he, you know, gives so much happiness to the child by not only praising him, but also giving him that intoxication that, see, you have become taller than your father, you know, because he makes him sit on his shoulder or he still flings him in the air, you know, throws him up. And the child is so happy because he knows even if he's been thrown up, the father is there to catch him, to hold him. And the father makes him sit on his shoulders and says, see child, you're taller than me. And the child is so happy, yes, I'm taller than my father. But actually, it is the way for the father to make the child happy. But for that, he has to bend down to pick up the child. So Baba says, we were lost. And therefore God has to come to give his own introduction. Now we are in the corporeal form and God is incorporeal. So he has to become corporeal in order to meet us, because we can't understand the incorporeal father. Many people say, well, he can, you know, give us the knowledge through inspirations. Baba says we will not be able to understand those inspirations because we have become so impure, so body conscious that the inspirations cannot be understood. For that we need the intellect to be very clean to understand those inspirations. It's already so impure, so how can those inspirations be understood? And therefore Baba has to come, give us knowledge and purify us. And then only we can understand his inspirations. But in order to give us the knowledge, he has to become like us. He needs a corporeal body. But for that he says, I don't take birth as you souls take. You souls are my children. But you take birth from the mother's womb according to karma and so many things. But then I don't come like you come through a mother's womb. I descend in another body and through that body I function, I work. I do become like you, but my birth is unique. My birth is special, is very elevated. I descend. And therefore we celebrate Shivratri, the night of Shiva. When they talk about the birth of Shiva, they never say that Shiva took birth through a mother's womb. No parents of Shiva. Even on the path of bhakti, they don't show any parents of Shiva. For all other deities, they show their parents. Krishna had parents, Rama had parents, all had parents, and they were born like any other human being. But for Shiva, they say, just emerged. The light just emerged. So we say that emerged in a sense, God descended from above. So from the soul world. And we know now the form of God, who is a point of light. The soul is also a point of light. And that Supreme Father descends in a physical body and names him Brahma. Because Brahma is well known as the creator. So God creates, but he doesn't create something from nothing. He creates anew, yes, but then he rejuvenates, he renovates, he reconstructs, as you can say. It's already there, the world is already there. But then a transformation is necessary. From the old, the new is made. And therefore we say Brahma is the oldest man. And Brahma is also the first man, you know, Adam. You say Adam, the first human being. But for Brahma, we will also say great, 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 great grandfather, means the oldest one. That's what it means. So the first and the last also, because Brahma is needed at the confluence. So Shiv Baba, the Supreme Being, named him Brahma, because he is that soul who becomes the first soul of the golden age, Sri Krishna. Baba did not know, Brahma Baba did not know all this. But then Shiv Baba gave him the vision. Brahma Baba was not a devotee of Shiva. He was a devotee of Vishnu. Vishnu means the combined form of Lakshmi Narayan or Radhe Krishna, you know, couple of golden age. So, Baba was a devotee of Vishnu. That means that first soul comes to the end of the cycle, becomes the last soul, the worship-worthy soul becomes a worshipper soul and starts worshipping its own worship-worthy form. This is the beauty of God's creation. The worship-worthy becomes the worshipper. So Brahma Baba in his Laukik life was a worshipper of Vishnu. But he did not know that he was Sri Narayan or he was Sri Krishna. But he adored Vishnu, adored Sri Narayan, adored Sri Krishna. And therefore Shiv Baba very cleverly gave him the vision of Vishnu first. And when Baba got the vision of Vishnu, he felt that he got a vision of his God. But then Vishnu appeared in front of him and blessed him that I am the same, or you are the same as me, and you are going to become this. So Baba was surprised. How would he become Vishnu? Vishnu was God for him. How could he become God? This one was so impure. How could he be God? He didn't understand what it meant. Usually when someone gets a vision of his personal God, that personal God appears in front of him and blesses him. Your wish will be fulfilled. You know, that's the usual experience of a vision. That personal God appears and says, your wish will be fulfilled, whatever your desire is. But Baba had no desire. His only desire was to know the truth. Yes, that was definitely his desire. He wanted to know who God was. He wanted to know why this world was. So he was wanting to know the facts of, you know, philosophy of God and his creation, which he did not know in spite of reading all the scriptures, in spite of having so many gurus in his lifetime. But no one was able to satisfy him to the fullest extent. And therefore Shiv Baba prepared him by first giving him his vision and then also Baba got visions of destruction. Through that, Baba had that feeling of disinterest for the world. And then Shiv Baba gave him his own vision. And in that vision, Baba saw light and might, a point of light, but so much might in it. And that might and light, how it came close and close and closer and closer and then just entered in him. That's what he felt. And when he opened his eyes were red, you know. His family members, when they approached him, they asked, Baba, what did you see? And he said, there was some light, some might. So powerful it was. And it just entered in me. And now it wants me to do something. Well, that's a whole story which I won't repeat now. But what I would like to say, why I'm saying this, because that was the beginning. And from then onwards, how Brahma Baba came to know that he was going to become Sri Krishna, the first deity soul, and he was the last human being, the first human being, whatever you may say, Adam. And he in his next life would be Sri Krishna. And God gave him the knowledge of the three aspects of time. So a realization came in him. And then the yajna started, and as you know, for 14 years, about 385 brothers and sisters, they dedicated their life for the cause of humanity. And for 14 years, they lived in total isolation from the world. That was from the year 1937 until 1950. So 13, 14 years, 36 to be exact, Baba got visions and the yajna started, and then 37 onwards they surrendered their lives, and then up to 1950 they lived in total isolation from the whole world in Karachi, which became part of Pakistan later on, but before it was all one Bharat. And then we know that how in those 14 years such a big change came in the world. On one hand, the Second World War took place from 1939 until 1945. For 6 years the Second World War lasted, and Europe was totally changed. Communism came in Europe. And, so many changes happened in the world. India and Pakistan were separated in 1947. And during that time there was so much bloodshed. So whatever visions Baba got of destruction through three ways, nuclear war, civil war, natural calamities, all that happened in a smaller form at that time, during those 14 years. But then Shiv Baba used to tell Baba that this is only a rehearsal. The final is still to come. But the rehearsal also was no less, because thousands and hundred thousands and millions of people really perished during the Second World War. And also thousands perished during the partition time of India and Pakistan. So, it was a small ten megaton bomb was thrown by America over Japan, Hiroshima, Nagasaki in 45. And Germany, Japan, they surrendered, the Second World War history. So that was just the beginning. But during that time, we can say that when Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma, at that time Shankar's part also began, destruction. The scientists, Niel Bohr, Einstein, all these great scientists, they had this thought that an atom could be split. And there were protons and neutrons, electrons, and then the split by bombarding the atom, how that split or removal of an electron or a proton could lead to so much of energy, you know, what we learn in science about what atom bomb is. So Einstein got that equation E equal to mc square, energy is equal to mass into square velocity of light. So from one atom, so much energy can come. If there would be many atoms, it would be like a big destruction. So that's how the atom bomb was invented. But we can say that on one hand, God started His work of establishment. And on the other hand, the task of destruction also began. So these 14 years were very crucial because God prepared His children, made them become completely isolated from the world. And through that they could get that strength to purify themselves, the Dadis whom we see. At that time they were so young. And amongst those sisters there were many sisters who were trans-messengers. And Gulzar Dadi was a very powerful trans-messenger. She came to Baba when she was only 9 years old. And the very first day when she came to Baba with her mother, she got a vision of golden age, of Krishna. Beautiful experience of golden age she had. And since that very first day, she never looked back. She dedicated her life. And she used to get many, many visions. She used to reveal many facts about golden age. And she was the first trans-messenger soul who got a vision of subtle regions. And the vision of angelic Brahma Baba in the subtle regions. She saw the subtle regions, a world of silvery white. Like if you put thousands of moons, you know, the light of those thousands of moons put together would be such beautiful silvery light. That's what she saw. And in like, in the midst of like clouds, she saw the image of like, you know, Brahma Baba in light. And that image spoke that I am the perfect form of Brahma who is in the corporeal world. And this Brahma is going to become me, this one. Reveal this secret to Brahma in the corporeal world. So she came and told Baba, Baba, your perfect form is in the subtle regions. There's a region called subtle regions, and that's where your subtle form is, your angelic form is, and you will attain perfection and become that. And that angelic form is invoking you, that come and become this one. So these are all visions. And Brahma Baba, from that day onwards, made a determined thought, I want to reach perfection. I want to reach perfection. So Baba's efforts continued, and we know that on 18th of January 1969, first human being attained perfection and became an angel to give visions to the world from the subtle regions. Of course, we can't go back to the soul world because we'll all have to go together. And now, you know, Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani, she too had this powerful thought that I want to be with Baba in the subtle regions. I don't want to go until I've reached my perfect stage. So we can see that Dadi also at this time, Dadiji, through her subtle efforts, is reaching that perfect stage. Many other souls left their bodies, but then they have taken rebirth in either a second Brahmin birth or advanced party. But Brahma Baba did not take birth like that. And Baba gave a very beautiful experience of how he left the body through a message, through Gulzar Dadi, that how the soul was leaving the body. There was a pull from Shiv Baba. Come child, become my constant companion. There was a pull from the angelic Brahma, the perfect form of Brahma. Become me. There was also some pull from the body, by the body, that you have to finish your last karmic accounts with the body. And within a second, the soul detached itself from the body and reached the subtle regions. Before that, Baba invoked Dadiji through his thoughts, because Baba knew that it was time for him to leave. There was no one in the room, and Baba was sitting on his bed. He felt the pull, but no one was there, and he invoked Dadiji through thoughts. And Dadiji got the thought, let me go to Baba. Baba was sitting on his bed, and Dadi went to Baba. His eyes were shut. She caught hold of his hand, and the eyes opened, and drishti with drishti, hand in with hand, at that very moment, Brahma Baba left the body. As Baba says in the Murlis, that Baba willed all his powers to Dadiji, through drishti and through hand. That was a beautiful scene. And Dadi got so much strength at that time, Dadi Prakashmani, that she did not allow anyone to shed tears, because she felt that Baba couldn't go leaving the children like that. But of course she wasn't a trance messenger. And Gulzar Dadi lived in Delhi. She was a very powerful trance messenger. So she was informed, and she came immediately from Delhi to Abu. The body was lying in state for 3 days and three nights, 18th, 19th, 20th and 21st. The body was cremated where we have the Tower of Peace now, in that same place in Pandav Bhavan. The body was cremated there, inside the premises of the ashram, after taking permission, of course, from the council, the municipality. So, after the body was cremated, of course, during those 3 days, Dadi Gulzar used to go into visions, into trance, and see Baba in the subtle regions. Before, she used to see two Brahma, the angelic form, the perfect form, and the corporeal form, and how they were coming closer and closer and closer. But when Baba left the body and she went into trance, she saw that that corporeal form had merged into the angelic form, and it was only one form visible, the angelic form. And when she asked Baba, Baba, how did you go away without giving any prior information? And the first reaction was, if Baba would tell you beforehand that Baba would leave, would you give him permission? Definitely not. So how could Baba tell you? And then Baba said, Baba hasn't gone. Baba has only changed his costume or his dress and his room. Room and dress, only they have been changed, that's all. Otherwise Baba is with you. That means the corporeal body, which is like a dress, has been removed, and the angelic dress has been put on. the corporeal world, which is like a room, has been, he has gone from there to become a resident of the angelic world. So just change the room and change the dress, that's all. He hasn't left you. He is with you and he will continue to come, continue to bless the children till the children have become perfect like the Father. So this was something new for all of us at that time because we didn't understand what Baba meant by that. Baba will continue to come, how he will continue to come and how he will make us perfect, we didn't know. And then we know that on 21st of January, after Baba left the body, after the body's cremation was done, we all sat in front of Gulzar Dadi because she offered bhog to Baba. And we didn't know what would happen, but then after some time, we saw that how Dadi Gulzar, there was a jerk in her body, and we thought, because usually there's no jerk like that, you know, so Dadi sits and meditates and then she goes into trance, eyes shut, and then after some time the eyes open and she gives a message of what she saw, what Baba told her, and she comes and tells us. But that day's experience was different. She sat with bhog in front, offering to Baba, and immediately there was a big jerk, which meant that she became totally, you know, bodiless. And her eyes shut, and for a long time her eyes were shut. We didn't know what would happen next. It was all a surprise for us. And then after some time, gradually the eyes opened. Usually when she would come back, her eyes wouldn't open gradually. It would open, you know, all of a sudden, like when somebody is fast asleep and you wake him up, he opens his eyes fully, you know. He doesn't open slowly by slowly, no, fully. But when the eyes were opening, the opening was very, very gradual, very, very gradual. It took some time for the eyes to open fully. So we knew that it's not Dadi Gulzar. It is some other role, some other part. And then the microphone was placed, but no sound. And we could feel the changes on Dadi Gulzar's face. You know, a bigger glow, the eyes so radiant, and, you know, light all around. We could feel that. And it was actually Bap Dada, that is Shiv Baba, and the perfect soul of Brahma Baba in the angelic form, having descended in the body of Dadi Gulzar from the subtle regions. And Bap Dada, we call that. Bap means father, Dada means elder brother. So Brahma Baba is our elder brother, like it's a senior soul. Shiv Baba is the father. And Bap Dada also has another meaning. Bap means father, Dada means grandfather. Therefore, Brahma Baba is our father, Shiv Baba is our grandfather. So combined form, Bap Dada, that's our code word of the Brahma Kumaris. People don't understand, but we know Bap Dada means Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba combined. And Bap Dada started giving drishti. It was such powerful drishti, you know, looking at each one as a soul. And there was pin drop silence. We didn't know what would happen next. It was all sort of coming as a surprise anyway. And afterwards, when the microphone was placed, no sound for a long time because Bap Dada was giving drishti. But then as the sound started, it was in Gulzar Dadi's voice. It was like a voice coming from high above, you know, a very subtle, soft whisper. And the volume had to be put at full volume, you know. in order to be able to hear what that voice was. And therefore it became like distorted, because if it's a very soft whisper and you put the amplifier at full volume, naturally it will turn into a distorted sound. And so it was a very soft whisper made loud through the amplifier. And it was Bap Dada speaking to the children. And in that Murli of the 21st of January, Bap Dada gave answer to all the questions which were rising in the minds of all the children. Because Baba had not said anything of how this yajna would run, how the Murlis would come, how the centers would be sustained, what would be happening in Madhuban. You know, there were so many questions. Who would now administrate the whole organization? And what would be our aim and objective and purpose, you know? What our efforts would be? Nothing was known, because nobody ever expected that Baba would just leave us like that. But then, in that first Murli, Baba gave the answer to all the questions and quietened everyone's mind. There were many questions, and each question was answered. For example, how would the yajna run? And Baba said that all the dadis, the seniors, who are in different centers, they will come and stay in Madhuban. Because Shiva will become incognito and the Shaktis will come in the front. Because before, Baba was everything. Madhuban means Baba. And now Baba gone from the corporeal form, that means why would anybody want to come to Madhuban? But then Bap Dada said, now the Shaktis will play that role. And everyone will continue to come to Madhuban. And then Baba said that the sun and the moon will become incognito. The stars will shine in the sky of the world. The sisters, the dadis. Whatever murlis you have heard up to now, they will be revised. And Bap Dada also will continue to come and speak the murli. The course has finished, but Bap Dada will come to give the force. Course is the sakar murlis, but the avyakt murlis, they are like the force. And many, many more children are to come. Up to now, whatever service was happening, it was happening at ant speed. And now it will happen at bird speed. In Hindi, there are rhyming words. So ant speed is so slow and bird speed is so fast. That's what Baba said. The world has to be served. The world has to be given the message that God has come. So up to now, the service was done through the corporeal form. And now it will be done through the angelic form. And the service will be much, much faster. Therefore, on the path of bhakti in the scriptures, there's mention about Brahma. The two types of Brahma is mentioned. One Brahma is the corporeal Brahma and the other is the angelic Brahma. Both are mentioned in the scriptures. There is mention of two types of children also of Brahma. One is the mouth-born progeny, born through the mouth of Brahma, and the other is a thought-born progeny, born through the thoughts of Brahma. And they mention the scriptures, Brahma had a thought, let me create. And the thought traveled and there was creation. That's the thing. Let me become one, many from one. And Brahma, you know, the thought traveled and it became many. The world was created from one. That's what they show in the scripture, Indian scriptures. So the mouth-born progeny, they are called the Brahmins. If you ask the Lokic Brahmins, how were you created? They'll say, we were created from the mouth of Brahma. But we now know what it means, that Shiv Baba comes in the body of Brahma and speaks, and all those who listen to what God speaks through the mouth of Brahma, their life is transformed and they become Brahmins. They take a new life. So Baba used to mention a lot during the Sakar days that many, many children will come. The world is to be given the message. There will be a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road. You know, when Baba used to say this, it used to feel like an imagination at that time, because centers were so few, Brahmins were so few, hardly anybody knew the Brahma Kumaris, you know, and hardly anyone would come to Mount Abu. But Baba used to say, no, Mount Abu will become the biggest pilgrimage place. The whole world will come to Mount Abu. They will come to meet their father. So we used to wonder, when will those days come? It was all like imagination at that time. But now we are seeing how God's words are coming true. So God had already created you in His thoughts, like Brahma Baba had created you in His thoughts, all the double foreigners. When any new center would open in India and the message would go to Baba, that Baba, this new center is open, and Baba would say, only one center, children, you have to open so many centers. Baba said in today's Murlis, the Sakar Murlis, that they will one day a time come when there will be center in every street, because you may not be able to go to the next street. So you need to have so many centers. You have to give message to the whole world. So we used to listen to this in Sakar Murlis, and they are being revised. So at that time it seemed imagination, because very few centers, maybe a few hundred centers only at that time, a few thousand Brahmins, and no service abroad, nothing. Baba used to say that brothers, souls from foreign lands will come, and they will awaken the Kumbhakarnas, you know, of Bharat. So we used to wonder, how will we, Dadis used to say, how will we go abroad, we don't know English. Dadis are not very much educated, so how will we go abroad? But Baba used to say, wait and see, wait and see. You noticed the other day, the last Murli, Baba was speaking about Dadiji. Baba knows, drama knows. That just wait and see. Service will increase. So, you know, we think it is like him, how it will happen. But God knows His ways. So Brahma Baba was in the corporeal form for 33 years, 1936 until 1969. But then, now 38 years have passed in the angelic form through the body of Dadi Gulzar. So what happens is that she sits to meditate, and we all meditate, and then she goes into trance. And we can feel that she's gone into trance, because the body, you know, shakes and eyes shut. And then after some time, the eyes open gradually. And we know it's now Bap Dada, it's not Dadi Gulzar anymore. The body is of Dadi Gulzar, the face is of Dadi Gulzar. But we can feel the changes happening on her face. Her eyes becoming more powerful, more radiant, you know, giving drishti. And such powerful vibrations can be felt if we continue to take drishti. Even if you're right in the end, you can still feel those vibrations. So when you say that, what should we be thinking at that time when Bap Dada comes? Actually, you don't have to think anything. You have to just keep your intellect plain. You know, just like you have a plain piece of paper, whatever you write will be visible. But if you have a paper on which a lot has been written before, and then erased, and then written and erased, and then you try to write on top of that, the handwriting will not be legible. It won't be understood what is written. So if there are too many thoughts, too many feelings, you know, too much questioning or any doubts or whatever, and whatever Baba will speak will not go in your head. What you need is a plain intellect, totally plain, completely receptive. At that time, no other thoughts whatsoever. Just one thought, I am a soul. Because if one is body conscious, one will not be able to have any experience. So I am a soul, the child of the Supreme Soul. And how will the soul meet the Supreme Soul? Through these eyes. These eyes are like the windows, you know. The eyes are the means for the contact, the physical contact. Through the eyes, the soul recognizes the Supreme Soul, and the Supreme Soul recognizes the souls. And through that drishti we take in those vibrations. At that time, Gulzar Dadi's soul, of course it is there in the physical body, no doubt. It doesn't leave the body. But she is in that trance state because she went to the subtle regions, met Bap Dada's angelic form there, and then she feels as if she is like gone to sleep. It's like when you feel very drowsy and then as you go to sleep, you have lost contact with the world, you know, that's the feeling. You are in deep sleep. Similarly, that's what she feels. She feels as if she is like lost from everything, even her own body. She's like in a state of deep sleep. And God, Bap Dada, uses her body. Then for 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, and the last record broken, I should say, was 16 hours. That was the highest time, means the amount of time Bap Dada spent in Dadi Gulzar's body. 16 hours, and sitting in one place for 16 hours. Can you imagine? From evening 6:30, that's when Gulzar Dadi came and she sat and we all did meditation. She went into trance. Bap Dada came from 6:30 in the evening until next day 10:30, whole night. In the meantime, many of us, of course, must have had good sleep, must have, you know, in the morning woke up, had breakfast, shower, breakfast, and we all came again and Bap Dada was still speaking. Still speaking, still speaking, whole night. And some used to sit with Bap Dada in that competition. We will sit whole night as much as Bap Dada is with us, you know, time. Yeah, a few would. And maybe by morning what would be their face like, so exhausted, you know. But when Bap Dada would go back and Gulzar Dadi would come back, go and Gulzar Dadi back, she would be so radiant. How? Because she had just got up from sleep. And Bap Dada did work through her body, but this soul didn't do any work, so it was very fresh. Of course, the body would have been, I'm sure, tired, but then God working makes the body also so light. Just imagine nature's call. So many things happen, you know, at night, morning, but nothing. All 16 hours sitting in one place and just blessing, blessing, blessing the children. Each one by one used to come in front of Bap Dada and Baba would bless the children. So Baba still says that 3 things are your birthright till the end. Drishti, toli and blessings. But the difference now is that because so many children are there, it's impossible for each individual to come on the stage and Baba gives drishti, blessing, toli to individuals. It will take ages. So Baba gives all that in the murli. So the murli means the versions which Shiv Baba and the perfect soul of Brahma Baba speak through the body of Gulzar, that is called Avyakt Murli. Murli means versions, the versions of God. So Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba cannot be separated now. We still, Bap Dada speaking the Murli. Before in the corporeal form and now in the angelic form. Gulzar Dadi is only a temporary medium. Sometimes we say the difference is that Gulzar Dadi never listens to the Murli because she is in a state of sleep. And Brahma Baba always listens to the Murli. So we used to say that Brahma Baba never missed the Murli. Brahma Baba never missed the Murli because when Shiv Baba used to speak to the mouth of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba's ears would listen first. Naturally, I'm speaking, my ears are listening first before this sound reaches your ears. So Baba, Brahma Baba was a perfect student. But Gulzar Dadi never listens to the Murlis because she is in a state of sleep. And Bap Dada uses her body. It's very interesting how Bap Dada uses her body, you know. Once Gulzar Dadi had a very bad cold, cough, you know, fever, flu, you know, many things. Her body was, not healthy at that moment. She was quite sick. But Baba had to come. So Dadi Gulzar said, okay Baba, whatever you do, this body is surrendered to you. She had such a bad cough that she could hardly speak. But Baba had to come. There were thousands of children and how could Baba not come? And so she sat and Baba came. And it was to the surprise. In spite of having such a bad throat, when Bap Dada came, Baba spoke the longest Murli that day. And no cough at all. No cough at all. I remember once Dadi had a bad cough, so I just told Dadi, Dadi, you have a bad cough today, why don't you tell Baba to speak a shorter Murli? Dadi said, how can I tell Baba? I'm not there. I'm not there, how can I tell anything to Baba? You can tell Baba. But as I said, that was the longest Murli. But once, yes, Baba did speak a very short Murli. Baba came only for half an hour, that's all. The body wasn't well. And Baba said that today the musical instrument is not in good condition. So Baba will not make much use of this instrument. And Baba came only for half an hour and went back. So how will it happen tomorrow? What will be tomorrow's program? Well, Gulzar Dadi and other Dadis, Dadi Janki, now Mohini Ben is here, Ishu Ben is there, Ratan Mohini Dadi, Manohar Dadi, there are so many Dadis. Of course, Dadi Prakashmani will not be there because she is in Bombay. But Mohini Ben has come. She is always very close to Dadiji. And she came from Bombay yesterday. And all other Dadis are there and they will come on the stage probably by 7:15 something. And then by 7:30 Dadi Gulzar sits on the stage on the gaddi. And then we all invoke Bap Dada. The bhog is kept, offerings are kept in the front. And Dadi Gulzar goes into trance. And after some time, you know, we can see how the eyes open gradually. Then the white lights are put on and then Bap Dada starts giving drishti. Long time, at least 10-15 minutes drishti. It's powerful, very powerful atmosphere at that time. So whilst taking drishti, you must have only one consciousness that the soul is meeting the Supreme Soul through these eyes, which are like the windows. No other thought whatsoever. Don't remember any human beings at that time. Just become receptive, like the drishti coming to you. Even if Baba is looking somewhere else, but then the vibrations are all over and you can feel that the vibration is coming to you also. And then Bap Dada will start speaking. Of course, the Murli is for everyone, but at that time we have the consciousness that God is speaking only to me. Let that consciousness come to you. Not that He's speaking to 10,000 people, but God is speaking only to me, so I am imbibing everything. It's going into me. I'm becoming the embodiment of whatever Baba is speaking. Just at that moment, become that. It's like a blessing. Like supposing Baba asks a question, do you consider yourself to be a holy swan? At that time, think it's a blessing for me. I am a holy swan. And Baba may give the qualifications of a holy swan. Then ask yourself, do I have? Even if I don't have, but at that time have that consciousness, yes, I am that. Holy swan means pure. Yes, I am that. So that will become like a blessing. You don't have to question yourself, I don't know whether I am it or not. No. If you question, then it's like there is a leakage in your pot or utensil of your intellect because you are doubting yourself. So doubt is like a leakage. You will not be able to retain the fortune of the blessing because you are doubting yourself. And therefore, whatever Baba says, just take it in. I am that. I am that. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. So with that faith and that determination and the inner strength, make every blessing of Baba as part of yours, part of you. So drishti, blessing, and of course toli is given at the end, something sweet. So that will be our birthright till the end. Till the yajna is complete, till Baba's task of golden age, finishes, God is bound to be with us. And Baba has given us a promise. I will not leave you like that. I will purify you and take you back home. So God's work will continue till we are all purified, till we all become complete, till golden age is established, because only then we will return to the soul world. Then we won't come back in this iron aged world, we will come in the new world. But till then, God's work of imparting knowledge has to go on. Any chariot it may be, doesn't matter. Because at the beginning when Baba would come, it was not only Gulzar Dadi, Baba came in the body of Mohini Ben also so many times. Another Dadi, Shilindra Dadi, Baba came, Bap Dada came in her body, Bap Dada came in few other trans messengers. Because in the Yajna we have so many trans messengers. And Baba can use any chariot. But that soul at that time is in a state of rest, like sleeping. And Bap Dada uses the chariot. But then what happened at the beginning when Bap Dada would come in many, many other trans messengers, then Maya interfered. Many souls would say, Baba is coming in me, Baba is speaking through me, it is all Maya. So Baba said now, Baba will come only in one chariot, and that chariot is fixed, Gulzar Dadi's chariot. So after that, of course, Gulzar Dadi has been the medium, and Bap Dada will not come anywhere else because Maya would interfere. Maya takes up the form of God. You know, they show in the scriptures how Ravan takes up the form of a sage. So Maya can take up the form of God. And in many, many places, how some wandering spirits would enter and they would say, I'm Bap Dada, I am Shiv Baba, you know, like that. But after that, Shiv Baba gave the directions that Baba cannot come anywhere else and it will not come in any other body, just Gulzar Dadi's body, and that too only in Madhuban. So, of course, after that everything quietened. Otherwise, We never know how Maya interferes. So I won't go into that subject, but then when we are in front of Baba, there should be just one consciousness. The soul is meeting the Supreme Soul. And now is the time to claim the blessings. So whatever Baba is saying, it's for me to imbibe and become the embodiment of. Without questions, without doubts, without any other thoughts, without remembering any other human beings. You know, some children, what they think, when Baba is giving drishti or speaking the murli, we start remembering, oh, so-and-so gave yatpya to Baba, so-and-so gave love and remembrance to Baba, and I'm thinking of those souls. Baba says, don't think of them at that time, because the moment that soul told you, please give my love and remembrance to Baba, at that time his love and remembrance reached Baba. His letter also reached Baba. This is the subtle missionary working. Baba says, I have a very big TV in the subtle regions. I switch on and I can see everyone. So that very moment Baba is able to see that soul. So I don't have to remember any human beings. I don't even have to remember what somebody said to me for telling Baba. Baba already got that message. So at that time I have to only think of what Baba is giving to this soul. I don't think that, oh, Baba is giving to so many. No, Baba is giving only to this soul. So I will become the embodiment of that. And I will not have any doubts, any questions, any type of, confusion. No, it will be a plain intellect, a receptive intellect, just taking in and becoming the embodiment of it. Okay? Yes? Oh, you have any questions? All right? So tomorrow will be like a red letter day for you, a day to be, remembered and written in gold words, the day of the soul meeting the Supreme Soul. But now we know the method. How God comes to meet His children. Yes, He comes down, becomes like us, but then He purifies us so that we can return with Him to the soul world, back to our beloved sweet home, and become like Him in order to return there. Okay? Om Shanti. Thank you. So let tomorrow be a very silent day. Just observe silence. And, keep your stage very, very elevated without any other thoughts. Be lost, immersed in Baba's love. Think of all His greatness and how great He's making me. Have that consciousness and spend the whole day till we come face to face with Baba in the evening. Oh, shit.